Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's open our Bibles tonight once more to 2 Peter chapter 1 and the first four verses. Simon Peter, a servant or slave and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power. That's very important. Divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue or excellence, whereby are given unto us exceeding, let's read it together, exceeding great and precious promises. Blood-backed, blood-bought promises. That by these promises, you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through human desires, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue or moral excellence, and to your moral excellence knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they now abound. 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 Praise God. And abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren or idle, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he purged from his old sins. That's an amazing word from heaven. Amazing. Exceeding great and precious promises. Precious faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We know that from the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And we talked about the faith of God and so forth. Jesus is the author and the finisher or the developer of our faith. Now, tonight, let's go back over the divine nature that is found in Exodus 34, 6 and 7. Number one, His name, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, the merciful name, which is Jesus. Number two, compassionate. Number three, gracious. Disposed to show favors. He's a good God. Amen. God is a good God. Slow to anger, abounding in kindness, abounding in faithfulness, extending mercy or chesed to the thousandth generation, extending kindness, forgiving iniquity. That's the divine nature. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, to review, let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13. Verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Now, Romans 5. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Glory to God. Yeah, that makes you want to run around the room. All right, praise God. Now, let's turn over to 2 Corinthians. First chapter. But tonight, in review, we'll just take the 20th verse. And I'm going to add a little bit, something to this. For all the precious, exceeding great and precious promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. But you have to couple all that together. Without faith, it doesn't work. So it's precious faith and precious promises. There's a couple of things I wanted to show you here in the book of Hebrews. Both in the third and in the fourth chapters. Now, in chapter 4, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So, I rest my case. The promises are worthless without the faith that connects the promise to God. And an uncompromised faith is a faith that acts on the Word of God regardless of the circumstances, situation, and regardless of what you see, feel, taste, smell, so forth. Now then, tonight, by instruction of the Lord, turn with me to the book of Matthew. Look at verse 24 of the 17th chapter. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and says, does your master pay tribute? And he saith, yes. And when he was come into the house, that's the house of Jesus. It was in Capernaum. And when they excavated it, they thought at first it was Peter's house because it was so large. Then the evidence showed that it belonged to Jesus. This is the same house where they came from all the parts, and it was full. Nobody could get in there. And the paralyzed man and his his four wonderful crazy friends when they took him up on the roof, it was Jesus' house. That's worth studying in itself. Anyway, I wanted you to see that. Now, he's in his own house and teaching. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Jesus called a little child. Well, the house is full, and someone had their children there. Oh, I can hardly wait to get to heaven and find out what happened to this little guy. Jesus called a little child unto him and set him, so it was a boy, and set him in the midst of them and said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whoso therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Underline, humble himself. Make a note, 1 Peter 5. "And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But who shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense comes. Wherefore, if thy hand or foot offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee." Now, you didn't even tell somebody to cut their hand off or pluck their eye out. But, now read on here a little bit. Verse 9, "If your eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It's better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell." Humble yourself and be converted, be changed. There are some habits and some situations that seem like there's no answer for. There are certain sex sins, such as homosexuality, lesbianism. And people have been lied to and said that God made them that way. Let me tell you something. God has never made anyone to be something He's already forbidden. That hasn't happened. That is a lie from hell. But with a determined heart and a desire to be free, and then you have to press to get the desire because that devil doesn't want to turn loose. But he'll give you the desires of your heart. Now, there's a play on word there. He will give you the desire of your heart, and then He will give you the desire of your heart.
That's right. That's right.
It's a precious promise.
Amen.
It's a precious promise. Glory to God. Now then, continue to read. Let's go down to verse 12. No, verse 11, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them to be gone astray, does he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek that which is gone away, astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than the 99 which went not away. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, If your brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Alone. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Don't gossip about it. That's sinful. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word shall be established. If he shall neglect to hear them. Now, what's happening here? Correction? Yes. And now, I want you to see something very carefully here. If he neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. If he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen. He's not a heathen. Well, what's he saying? Get him out of your prayer life. Set him out of the way. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. It has to start here on the earth. There's nowhere. It isn't in there. In fact, the Apostle Paul attempted it. Get this devil off of me. What did the Lord say to him? My grace is sufficient to you. In other words, you do it. John, if you had a real nice truck,
praise God,
and somebody came up to you and say, John, I need to borrow your truck, brother. Well, I mean, that's fine. What do you need my truck for? Well, I need to go haul this and that. What kind of truck do you have? Well, I got this old. Come on, brother. I know your truck. Your truck is sufficient for that. You don't need mine. Now, when you check that out, he said, lest I be exalted above measure from the abundance of the revelation. Now, any translation that says God gave me a thorn in the flesh, it is wrong. No. It's a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me. I mean, for God to give him a devil, that'd be like sending a dog to guard the meat, brother. the devil wants all the pride he can get into him. Because pride is what cost him everything. Anyway, come to find out, if you just look right across in my King James Bible, if you just look right across the page, he said this thing night and day bothered me was the care of all the churches. That's what he was carrying. He was carrying the care. Anyway, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again. So he evidently had taught this over and over. And again, I say unto you, if two of you on earth shall agree, the Classic Amplified says, make a symphony. Harmony together. Is it up there? Yes. Thank you. Once more, please. Again, I say unto you, two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask. Now, let's see it in the Classic. Whatever you forbid and declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit and declare proper and lawful on earth must be what is already permitted in heaven. And I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them of my Father in heaven. Let's go over to the book of Acts, chapter 4. As they spoke unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They laid hands on them and put them in hold, and the next day, now it was eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and so forth and so on, and verse 8, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Now, we could just keep reading, but here's what I want to go. Now they all came together. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles, the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever they had and by thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak the word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. Now that's corporate prayer in agreement.
God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life, spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith, get in His Word, and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available on DVD or MP3. Discover the number one key to answered prayer and how to go from expectancy to ownership. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. In 2022, make time to receive God's word and direction for your life. Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. May 26 through 28, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9 through 11, don't miss another first, the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. And August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Come expecting to fill up on the meat of God's Word at our annual hometown meeting. KCM events are free to attend. Don't miss out on the opportunity to sow God's Word into your life. Go to kcm.org/events for more information and we'll see you there.
All this week, we've been sharing Brother Copeland's teaching from the Victory First Meeting. He taught about God's exceeding great and precious promises and how to receive them. Today, we learn the connection between faith and those precious promises. It takes faith for the promises to work. Faith is what connects us to the promise of God. An uncompromised faith is one that acts on the Word of God regardless of the situation. I want to remind you of Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line. If you need prayer for anything, call us today. We have licensed prayer ministers on staff who are trained in the Word of God. And here's why that's so important. When you call, they'll pray the Word in faith over you. And you take the scriptures that they give you and think about them, meditate on them, write them down, and say them out loud. God has the answer for every challenge we face in life. Jesus has already paid the price for us to live in victory, and grace has made a way. Receive your victory by faith. Take it. And we have prayer ministers in all of our KCM offices around the world. Go to kcm.org to contact the one nearest you. Well, until we meet again tomorrow, remember this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.